All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Drunk Words Equals Sober Thoughts.
Yay. Congratulations.
We don't got here. That's how we going to start this with no energy like that?
I mean,
this is a special. This is a very special episode.
Why is that?
I don't know, but it's we need energy though. We need energy.
I was just wondering why.
Just bring the energy, man. Like all that. Yeah, I need you to be serious. But you know how we start the show? We start the show by introducing everybody that's in the room. You know me, I'm your humble host, Brother Man from the Fifth Floor, a.k.a. I've been drinking, a.k.a. the liquor is flowing, a.k.a. but I'm going to drive this shit.
It's not going to work. No,
we're going to give you a pass.
Oh, man. That's crazy. But next up, we got more about Nathan, a.k.a.
The Nate Gatsby,
a.k.a.
World Domin Nathan,
a.k.a.
Nike Nate.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You got the fresh ones out.
Right, you did. Yeah, you did.
Got the fresh ones out. Next up, we got Eric Jimmy, a.k.a.
Gilligan,
a.k.a.
Gone Fishing,
a.k.a.
Niecy.
Oh, why?
Because my knees fucked up.
And last but not least, we got Grown Mans, a.k.a.
The Overweight Lover,
a.k.a.
Big Daddy,
a.k.a.
King Beef.
Oh.
What?
Go King Beef, pause. Go King Beef. Yo.
Pause. A.k.a. The Messy Man. That's what that was.
Fast ho. We got new listeners.
No, we call it that. I'm calling that right now.
We got new listeners.
It's all good. It's all good. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Chilling, nigga, chilling.
Everybody good?
Yes.
It looks like only one person. Well, you look all right. Grown man look like a grizzly bear.
The niggas told me I was homeless.
And Average Jimmy still don't got no facial hair.
Right.
Ain't gonna happen.
Right. Niggas told me I was homeless. Said I was I was fresh out. Nigga said I was living in a cave for like 6 years and came back.
So what sparked that picture? Like what made you put that bitch up?
I was a little tipsy.
Let's get the listeners. Grown man posted a picture of the of the Grizzly Adams. Like just showing the post quarantine. Well, I guess it's still quarantine look.
I put it on Instagram and I put it on. What else did I put it on?
I had to throw my phone when I seen it. I said, "Whoa, what the fuck is that?"
Big scare.
Yeah, big scare. but yeah, man. But I hope everybody's doing well. I mean, this today has been fun. I've been chilling, but you know, still kind of getting used to all this quarantine stuff. Is anybody used to it now?
Yeah, I'm used to it.
Well,
now.
I mean, I pretty much was a homebody too. So,
I mean, but it's different now, though.
It's different that you have to be there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like that's how niggas is. Mm-hmm. A nigga won't give a fuck about not doing shit till you tell a nigga he can't do it. Shit.
Correct.
And that's the only thing we think about.
Yeah. Like, I just want to get back outside. Like last night, y'all seen that video? It went to one of like the Shaver and one of them type websites. Niggas was all down by Drew Hill Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, down the circle.
It was on Shave Room.
Yeah, it was on like one of them drank Shave Room or the what's the other one?
Murder Inc.
No, one on the Murder Inc.
Murder Inc. Like the Shave Room too, kind of. They got random shit on there.
Yeah, it was like niggas was out. Like, yo, you would have thought, like, it was Bike Sunday.
What, was they
Sunday.
Cooking out?
No, niggas was out, like, it was bike
dirt
time.
Bikes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You would have thought it was Sunday, like, bike day and shit.
Okay. But you know how we start the show? Everybody got their shots?
Yeah.
I take the shot. R.I.P. Kobe. R.I.P. Ahmaud Arbery. Who else we missing? Anybody else? And everybody that passed away from the coronavirus.
There you go. All right.
Something I had it going on, but I can't remember. We're going to go ahead and get started. The first thing, let's talk about this quarantine, man. So they had started to reopen some stuff, but they haven't reopened everything. How y'all feeling about that?
It's too soon. My humble opinion is too soon.
So I went out to the stores today, and today was the first day that I really kind of just reflected on like what this quarantine is actually doing. And I was in Target, and it was a good amount of people there, but just the fact that everybody with these masks on, like you just really started noticing that everybody has these masks on, and that's the new normalcy right now. Mm-hmm. And I see that happening for a long time now. Like you ever see those you see a picture of like you know China and things like that when they had those masks on, like what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah,
like is it that serious? But like now it's just. Like it's to the point where you don't even notice it,
right?
And that's what's kind of crazy to me. But I'm just like, man, this is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's like kind of like you weird for not having a mask.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I'm looking at niggas sideways. Like, this one lady, it was yesterday. I went to the liquor store, and so she walks in the liquor store, and I'm like, whoa, she ain't got no mask on. Like, what? And the guy behind the counter, he's like, you got to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what? Like, why I got to leave? I ain't doing nothing. He's like, you don't have no mask on. And so she's arguing with him because he's putting her out the store because she don't have a mask on.
Like, that's literally the law.
Yeah, it was like, literally, yeah, that's like, literally. And so he's trying to explain it to her. Like, he was like, look, you know, even though technically we supposed to be, like, off certain restrictions, but you still got to have the mask on. And she's really, like, arguing with this man. Like, I'm like, all right, look, yo, fuck her. Bring my shit up. I'm trying to get out of here. Like, yeah. Oh, just come on. But yeah, it's really weird now.
But you know, people get shot. People get killed over not wearing like arguing about masks and stuff like that. Like a couple
to argue about anything. So.
Well, that's true.
There's a couple stories that like people got shot because
they killed that security guard.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
All because he wouldn't let the girl in the store because she ain't had no mask.
Oh yeah, they say he was being disrespectful to her or the family, or disrespecting her by saying she couldn't come in. Some crazy.
Yeah, he probably say, look, you look better with the mask on.
Probably. And then, like, but here's the thing, though. She literally left, went, got people, came back, and the nigga that was with her shot the man.
That's murder one.
Yeah, so exactly. So it's like, yo, really, yo? You that upset you can't get in the fucking store, so you go get niggas to shoot this man?
Have y'all had that situation where you left the car when it almost got to the store? I'm like, oh, shit, my mask.
Yes, I did that yesterday.
I left the house without it.
Yeah, I've left the house
I keep my mask in the car.
Oh, so what you do when that happens?
I mean,
I ain't going to school.
Yeah, no, I realized before I
Is it a failed mission, though? Like, you went out and
right, you went all the way out.
That's a fail.
It's a fail. Yeah. Do you go back to the store or you just be like, fuck it?
Yeah, whatever.
No eggs today.
Yeah, you don't need it now.
No, I leave my mask in the car.
Yeah, I leave my mask in the car.
Yeah, because it's like, because I'm going to forget. If I don't take it with me,
Hell yeah, you ever see me leave out the house? I'm patting everything. Got this, got that, got this. It took me at least 3 times to get out the house.
I know, I went to, where did we go? Oh, we went just to Lito's, grabbed some food and stuff real quick yesterday. And conveniently, my wife forgot her mask. So I'm out there like, oh, so I guess I got to go in.
You got to risk it all. You got to risk it all.
Because you ain't got your mask.
Right. Yeah, I got to risk it for this Lito's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. But it's just a crazy situation, man. How do you guys think it's going to, when do you guys think this is going to end?
I think we're going to be like, this is like the new normal for a long time. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be even before the close of the year. Basically, until there's a vaccine, until it's a proven vaccine that actually works.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, we probably won't get, it's never going to go back to the way it was, but I think that we're probably not going to get out of having to use masks and gloves until 21.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen the videos of niggas in the lounge in Atlanta?
Yes.
Yeah, they were chilling.
They were chilling. Smoking hookah and all that.
Like, they back to, like, it's really regular out
here.
Yeah.
It's crazy because there's nowhere near ready for niggas to be outside like this.
I mean, if you smoking hookah, then that's, even you got that little platter, too, it's still, mm-mm.
Yeah, fuck that.
It's too much.
But you think it's going to be, so you think we're going to be wearing masks for the foreseeable future?
Yeah. Especially in our profession. Because we got direct contact with people.
Okay. So what about when this vaccine come out? Y'all going to get it?
Hell no.
Nah.
I don't even get vaccines.
Yeah, me neither.
The last vaccine I had was the tetanus shot. Oh. I had a tetanus shot.
Is that a vaccine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that was just something you had to get. I don't know if I should say this out loud. But
shoot it to yourself.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that. But somebody think I got the tetanus shot for like... Cause I got needed for my job, but
yeah, that's what I had to get it for. Cause I hadn't had one. They was like, "Well, when the last time you had one?" I'm like, "Shit, I don't know."
Have anybody ever got that TB shot?
The TB, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did they tell you what the TB shot do when you get it? It leave that little bubble.
Yeah.
When I seen that, well, I was so scared. I got the tuberculosis. Yo, they was like, "Nah, it's only bad if it turned black." I said, and then I'm looking at it all day, just like, "Oh man."
Watching it.
Look, and you light skin too, so.
Yeah. Speaking of light skin, that's what we're gonna get into that. So did you guys hear about the Boosie Badass? Boosie put the Boosie Lips on live. Y'all hear what happened?
Yeah, yo. I mean, so all right. So basically, for our listeners, if you haven't heard by now, you know, Boosie, Lil Boosie Badass, Boosie Badass, whatever you want to call him, he basically created it was a video a couple of years ago, and he was saying that, you know, he paid for his son, who was an underage minor, to get fellatio from a grown-ass woman.
Yeah, can you speak for the dumb niggas? Yeah, dumb niggas. what's fellatio for the dumb niggas?
Get his young man dicks up.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'm saying head for his 13th birthday.
Yeah. So this video is like at least two years old. But now it's resurfaced. And, you know, because, of course, we're in the Me Too movement now and all that stuff. So, yeah. So it resurfaced. And now people are, like, having a fit. Like, it's gone viral. It's, like, people just wilding out, basically, over this shit.
So, what y'all think about it? Y'all think that's something that's okay?
Everybody in the room looked at each other.
Bro, well, this is the thing. I was waiting to see who was going to say something.
Well, we all men in here, right? We all young men, right? And I'm pretty sure that when we was young, we was having feelings of doing these things when we was that age, right? Mm-hmm. And but I don't think we ever been introduced by our parents to it.
No.
So, no. But my question is, like I said, he's their parent. Right, and it gets to the thing, right? This is that when I was in high school, we used to drink with one of my friends, and that parents mm-hmm. would let us drink, and they always would say, you know, it's better with me than this out here in the streets. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They save here.
Yeah.
Is that does the same thing apply with the?
It don't work like that under the circumstances. So like it would have been different if it was another, like if the girl was like his age. And it was somebody like a classmate, whatever.
Now that's like child porn.
It would have been a situation where
it's a lot of levels to this.
Yeah, it's a situation where if he was like, okay, my son is interested in this young lady, I've talked to her parents, they cool with. Hear me out.
And that's a whole nother level. Because
y'all know I've been with my wife a long ass time. I straight up asked her parents when we was teenagers.
Yo, you are a different guy.
I am.
Wait, asked her parents what?
I asked her parents. If she could stay over.
Give us the play by play.
Yeah, how did this go?
We had been dating for like a couple years at this point, and it was for prom. So you know, I was like, all right, you know, I got the car and stuff for prom. Everything was good.
So before that, y'all never did anything.
No, we was active.
Okay, I ain't really. I thought it was for the first time. I'm just thinking about I bought condoms. Spermicide.
I didn't tell. I was like, wait, what?
Have spermicide.
Like, how did that come? How did that go?
Like, I do think it's like, it's different situations where I do feel it is appropriate. If you're being open and honest with your parents, mm-hmm. like I think it'd have to go that route. Not the parents saying, hey, you want to get your dick sucked? Like that don't work.
Or it was like, come on down here. You won't get your dick sucked tonight.
Right. Like, right. Come on now.
But,
I mean, yo, my parents, like, so for the longest, like, it took until probably like 11th grade for them to let a girlfriend come over the house, but they were home. They actually were downstairs with us for a while, and then they ended up going upstairs. But you know how my parents' house is, like, you make three moves, you're in a new location.
Right.
So, like, they literally was, like, right there away from us and shit. So it wasn't like they was far away. So
did
they
you risk it all?
Here. No, I didn't. I attempted to, but she didn't want to, because she was like, "Yo, your parents is literally like right there, nigga. Like, what are you doing?"
That wouldn't have been me. I would have risked it all.
I tried. She wasn't with it. I tried.
Shut you down.
Yeah, but the irony of it, like you said, brother man, like with her mother, it was like anything go. Like her mother was like, "Yeah, come to the house," because she lived with her grandmother. But her mother was like, yo, yeah, come to the house. Like, her mother used to buy me liquor.
Right. And honestly, that's my problem with the situation. It's not that the man got his dick sucked. Like, I see nothing wrong with that. It's the fact that it was paid for and it was somebody that was not his age. Yeah, it's a grown woman.
As a kid, I'd be like, cool. But me kind of thinking back on it, I mean,
it's rape.
It is. It's kind of bad. I'm surprised that he's not in jail right now.
I mean, it's coming.
Because. Oh, you think so?
I think so.
Yeah, but especially with this Me Too movement and all that shit. Like, motherfuckers are going to try to find a reason to do that. And then now, you know, he also in the news because, you know, he, I guess, apparently was not paying child support for one of his kids. So now it's like all the shit is coming up. So it's like, okay, well, you're a horrible parent for paying for your son to get his dick sucked. Then you're not paying for your daughter. So, like, well, what are you really doing? And then also, you know, all the kids was not his either. He actually took in his homeboy,
right?
His homeboy's kids that died, and he took them in and he raised them like they his own. So it's like eight or nine kids, something like that. And he took them in when his man died, and he been like supporting them and stuff. So, I mean, yeah, no, yo, you can't do that shit. Like, that's just not a good look.
Average Jimmy, You got a couple boys.
Yeah.
They gonna be 13 soon. Right. What you doing for their 13th birthday? Yeah, I don't know if you want to top that.
We're gonna do something, you know, regular like fishing. I can't say I agree with him and understand why he did it. I wanna say, like what y'all spoke on the level of bullshit. If he is getting curious and want to try it anyway, I'd rather it be me who set up for him. But that's definitely not the way to go about that. If anything, talk to him, go research with him, watch a video with him, show him, and you know, talk the safety shit with him. But yeah, definitely not go ahead and.
So what you're saying is you're not going to go
I'm
out.
I'm not gonna buy head for my kid.
I'm gonna tell a story because I had a similar situation when I was a kid, when I was about 13, even younger, honestly. I just remember going out with one of my older cousins, and they said they had a little jump off that was gonna come through. And they say, they're going to suck me off, they're going to suck you off, they're going to suck you off. And I just remember being so scared. I was like, man, like, I'm about to get my dick sucked tonight. I was like, I don't even know how to do it. Like, you know, all this stuff going through my mind. Like, because at that time, it was something but you didn't really think of. And long story short, the jump off didn't show up. And I was so relieved. And I was acting like, oh, man, for real, she ain't coming. She not coming.
Man, I was ready.
Right. same situation.
Yeah,
though.
Even with me, like, you know, I hung out with my older cousins. And, them niggas, like, our age range, we 7 years apart. So I was in high school. Them niggas was grown. Right. So the chicks that they was fucking with, they was grown. You know what I mean? So, like, one of my initial rendezvous was with a chick that was like fucking 20 in her 20s, and I was still a kid in high school. So you look at it as like, okay, well, you know, in my mind, I'm like, yo, I'm the man, I'm banging older chicks. But really, if you step back and take out the situation, like, yo, she really took advantage of me and shit, like in reality. But it was like, when you thinking about it at that point, that shit didn't matter. Like, she was grown, she was a grown ass woman, she was developed, and I was trying to hit, like, you know what I mean? So it's a slippery slope. But nah, like, I knew, like, my father ain't gonna go out and be like, oh yeah, by the way, yeah, this is girl, go ahead, have a good time, and turn around and leave out. No, that's not gonna happen.
Okay, so let's say, so as a parent, we definitely saying that that's not a good move.
Mm-mm. Yeah, without question.
Not.
So Boosie was wrong.
Yeah
My man was wrong.
Do y'all get it though?
What do you mean?
Like, do you understand, like, his why he did it?
I answer.
No,
I think that's why I brought that up, because I think as men we like, we get it.
Look,
but
I got a daughter.
I don't agree with it.
Sons. If I walk in on my daughter,
let's not talk about that.
There's gonna definitely be some furniture moving. But if I was to walk in on my son, it'd probably be like, shit.
Close the door back.
Oh, my bad.
Of age, of course.
Y'all good though, right? You got protection?
Yeah, yo. Nah, I couldn't do it, yo. Like, even if I was the parent in this situation, I couldn't do it, yo.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely, absolutely. But what did y'all think about that though? Because now Boosie's saying, like, look, don't worry about what I do with my kids. But he was the same person that spoke on the Dwayne Wade situation too. Mm-hmm. So.
Again, that's where this whole like Me Too movement and shit like that came about, because people don't realize, like, yo, sometimes it's best not to say anything.
Yes,
like, that's the whole, if he did this and we didn't know, that's a whole different
thing,
situation.
Right, but he put it out there
Exactly. So now niggas should be like, yo.
It's fair game.
It's fair. Yeah, essentially, yeah. It's like, yo, it's open season now. Because, nigga, we got you on tape, and here's the video. It's saying, hey, you said you paid for your son to get his dick sucked by a grown-ass woman. That's rape. That's molestation. But then, you on the other hand, you not for this. So it's like, yo, you got to be very mindful of what you say and what you do, especially in these time frames. Because back in the day, it's something different. But now, motherfuckers keep and record everything.
Right, especially on tape.
Yes, niggas keeping tweets for years and shit. Like, niggas popping up tweets from 2010. Like, damn, bitch, you kept it that long just to expose niggas and shit? Mm-hmm. So, it's a whole different vibe nowadays, yo. You got to be careful what you say and what you do.
Yep. But, man, you know, it is what it is. It happened. So, you know, we're just going to deal with it, kind of see what happens, right? Mm-hmm. Another video that I seen this week, Lil Mama, it was an argument between boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right? And I guess boyfriend found out that his girl had an OnlyFans account.
Yeah.
Told her, get the fuck out.
Yeah. She got to go.
Right?
She for the streets.
So, mm-hmm. So how we feel about that one? Is that something, like, can you have a girl that got an OnlyFans account?
No.
No. Hell no.
That's a short answer, right?
Yeah.
Real short quick, answer, no, but why? Let's elaborate. Give me some reason.
Because, one, like I was saying this, like, so we have a happy hour and shit. We're going to try to expand the happy hour. I feel like this is something we need to bring in our listeners on. So we're going to expand the happy hour. But anyway, we got a happy hour that we do. And so in the happy hour, the conversation came up. So I'm like, yo, if we together as a couple, like, you represent me just like I represent you. So if you are OnlyFans, like, that's basically an extension of me, essentially, on OnlyFans. Not that I'm actually an active participant on OnlyFans, but you represent me, and just like I represent you. So basically, what you're saying is, by having an OnlyFans account, is like, fuck me, you're going to do it your way. That's not a solo decision. If we're in a relationship, that's a decision that needs to be made between the two of us.
True that.
In my opinion.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Is would you date a stripper?
No.
No, I can't. No. Not at this age, no.
At no age would I date a stripper, no.
Young, happening. My younger days, probably, because I wouldn't give a fuck. But now, no.
Okay.
Average Jimmy, you kind of quiet over there, brother.
Nah, it's a no for me, dog. if she has an OnlyFans, she going to catch all these hands. But I don't beat women. But nah, it's a no for me. And my answer is simple. I feel as though that's my woman, and I don't want something possessive.
It's okay to be possessive, right, though.
Well, she, yeah. Like, we in a relationship together, I mm-hmm. feel as though I should be the only man seeing her goodies.
I understand. Ooh. Absolutely. I agree.
All right, so this is the thing.
And
so
I got a second part to it, because I think I know what you're about to say. Sometimes they don't be on there fucking or showing their shit or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the attention, like, what's going on that you craving attention? Like, back with Steph Curry's wife,
mm-hmm.
when she said she want attention from other men.
Well, she didn't really.
I don't know.
I actually understand what.
I get what she was saying. Like, you still, everybody still wants to be desired at some point, yeah, on some level.
They want. Like, everybody wants to know they still got it.
Yeah, they still got it. Basically, yeah. Like, that's what she was kind of trying to say. Like,
yeah, especially so, and they don't want it to be like one person in a relationship is carrying all the weight as far as like attractiveness. Right. Like, if, well, like, clearly
that nigga don't even got a shape.
Listen,
up.
Clearly,
his hand is like a soft pillow.
But again, yo,
Steph still gets shit thrown at him.
Right.
And
she's one rich.
Right.
Right.
But that's not how she's thinking about it. She's thinking about it like, I want some attention thrown at me as well.
Because niggas know, first of all, she light skinned. Second of all, how I'm gonna come at you when I work at the motherfucking McDonald's on 36th and Charles, and my check in a month is probably what you spent on drinks last night. Like,
right.
What type of nigga you gonna get to come at you?
So let me ask you this, though. How many people dropped in her DMs once she said
I didn't.
That?
I'm sure a lot of people did.
Oh, but let's get back to the OnlyFans, though. So, yeah. So, but my question that I would want to pose was this, though, is because in the video, it said, you're not paying my bills, though.
Yeah, when she said that, I was like, she's a gold digger, run, nigga. Get her the fuck out your house, block her.
Well,
what?
No, because that's completely the opposite. Because you saying that she a gold digger, but no, she earned it for herself.
Nah, fuck that. There's other ways you can earn, yo. Exactly. As long as you got two hands,
it's a
two
fucking,
feet,
it's a pandemic
and a brain.
Outside. It's a pandemic outside.
Nigga, yo, so
everybody's
you can do.
Everybody's still doing pretty good. I ain't seen nobody get evicted.
Me neither.
I haven't seen
nobody. Oh, and even,
but that's
and,
right in front of us, though. You saying you haven't seen somebody, but you don't, we don't really
I mean,
know.
I know people that's out of work, like, that's literally, like, a good friend of mine, like, she's out of work.
Yeah, she might get an OnlyFans.
And
so
she's like, you know.
Search up.
She saved, you know, she has her savings, but now it's starting to deplete because it's
but
been
again,
extending.
Different situations,
but
different everybody.
But that's true. But at the end of the day, like, yo, I feel like this. Even for me, right? So, you know, thank God, you know, I'm still in a position where I'm still getting paid. Like, you know, I'm still working and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm grateful for that. However, if the situation was to change, I still have abilities to go out and make funds. So whether it is like, you know, I can do whatever. Like, should I cut grass first before I would think about going to like an OnlyFans or some shit like that? Like, hell, I'd probably even go to the block first before I would do an OnlyFans.
But, and that's where I think it's different. Because look, I mean, just like people would judge them for doing OnlyFans, people would judge you. But son, I would go to the block.
That's true. I mean, but yo, think about it.
That person's going a legal route of but trying to do only something fans that's providing a service.
But OnlyFans is and forever.
It's completely legitimate.
Think about it. OnlyFans is forever.
And, and so is a charge.
But here's the deal.
Nah.
You can get that expunge after like 10 years. 5, 10 years.
See, and, but, yeah. But, this, so, but I think you're missing the point.
No, listen. As, like, OnlyFans is forever. And what I mean by that is this, right? So, you know, I posted the meme the other day. At least my mama ain't got an OnlyFans account. Like, my nigga, think about if you got a 5 or 6-year-old kid, yo. And remember, this is just right now in this technology age. We haven't gotten to the where technology is going to surpass actual, like, human knowledge and human beings and shit. We haven't gotten there yet.
And all of that, yeah.
Right. So just imagine once we get to that point, like, yo, the shit that we're doing now and, like, 10 years, 15 years from now, like, and you fucking, let's say you like 15 now and your mother got an OnlyFans account, like, niggas then could probably pretty much open up her whole body and see what she got on the inside and shit. See what she looked like on the inside for real. And probably at that point in technology. Well, so just think about it like that, yo.
And all right, so I got two things on that, right? Mm-hmm. Number one, dang, I already forgot my number one. But number two.
What's the number two, yo? Hit him with the number two. Hit him with the number two, yo.
Number two, the culture's now, right? Mm-hmm. Culture's now acceptable to be that hot girl summer thotty situation now, and where people are forgiving the women's rights.
Not
the
necessarily.
Slut movement. What is it called? The slut walking, all
slut
that stuff?
Shaming,
slut shaming. Yeah. All that stuff is out the door now, and they're saying that those things are happening. So I think now, with the OnlyFans thing, that people can forgive that. And then two, again, like I said, you don't know everybody's situation. That whatever your girl said, but babe, I'm bringing in 10 G's a month.
Cool. Go bring it in over there by yourself. I'm over here. We're no longer together.
Yo, you represent
don't
me.
Don't tell
yo.
Nobody.
Ten
we talk.
Stacks?
No, none of
listen,
that.
10 stacks
you,
a
listen,
month?
You represent me.
What about 20 stacks?
Nope. There's no,
any
like,
number, no money.
Any number
it's
you
no
say.
Money.
Think
any
about it,
you
yo.
Say, I'm good.
Would you want, because at the end of the day, you know what niggas are doing now. They literally going on, they paying for OnlyFans and downloading the content and then putting the shit back on the internet. People are really doing that shit. So it's like, yo, at the end of the day.
What if you wore a mask?
No, yo. It's too, like, in my opinion, like I said, at the end of the day, you represent me, and I represent you.
I think y'all niggas haven't struggled before.
I've struggled, but not in that way. Yeah,
so
but
you think
at
so
no point
it,
is
by
that
any
be the
by any? So would y'all start an OnlyFans account?
Nope.
No,
like yourselves.
No,
if shit got rough.
Nope. No.
Like I said, I would rather go to the block first before I do that.
So here's the question. You making one?
Right. That's what sound like
I'm
to me.
I'm just saying, time got tough. You know what I mean? Because
literally.
I've been in tight spots and time has been tough, but it's never been tough where though I absolutely had no other option. You know what I mean? Like, that'll be somebody that'll be like, well, you couldn't find another job? Like, McDonald's? I'm not working no fucking McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly. Like, shit like that. You know? Like, yo, I would go flip burgers if I had to.
So
I would.
You would rather make $7 an hour or making $10K a month by
like,
going to
literally,
OnlyFans account?
If I had to, today, tomorrow, if my job ended
So let me ask you this. What's your big problem with the OnlyFans?
Because at the end of the day, like I said, you represent me. And if we're together, that shit that's supposed to be between us.
Well, I'm saying for you, though. If you had to set yourself up with OnlyFans.
What would make me set up an OnlyFans?
Like, if you needed to set up an OnlyFans, mm-hmm. You said you were working at McDonald's, then set up an OnlyFans.
Correct, yes.
But why?
Because it's a respect thing. Like, I respect myself enough.
What's disrespectful?
Like, yo, I'm not going to put my dick on the internet. Like, why?
You seen a lot of dick pics.
So, I knew that's where we was headed. I knew that's where we was headed. So, my main issue with it is, at the end of the day, you got to be able to look yourself in the mirror.
Right.
If I was doing an OnlyFans account or stripping or anything like that, was showing my body, especially my dick. that's beyond me. I can't do that. I wouldn't be able to look myself in the mirror.
So is there a difference between thirst trapping on Instagram than because like I think a lot of us will probably try to book a chick that was thirst trapping on Instagram.
Not me.
I don't want you.
Like
for the
I
community.
Might try. I might used to try to smash a chick that's thirst trapping, but like That was it.
Yeah, you're not taking
it
serious.
And that's like me. Like, I never took a girl serious that I met in the club. Like, I fucked with them, but I never took them serious because this is who
y'all niggas too safe.
This who she is, and who am I to come and change her when I notice who she is? That's like.
But wait. What do you mean by
like
that?
I know exactly what you mean.
A clubber. Like, yeah. I don't want a girl that's out in the scene going out all the time.
Me neither. Yeah, I
don't like that.
Okay,
so if you meet a girl in the club, now, don't get me wrong. It could have been a situation where it's like, oh, this is my friend's. This is my friend's birthday party, something I'm at.
Right.
Cool. That's acceptable. That's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But if we rap and she's like, oh, yeah, I come this every Friday night and then say that, go ahead. So, oh, all right, cool.
Or
she might got a booty that jiggle when she walk and I want to smack
go.
It. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm going to do. But I leave it. I cut it off as that.
Well, that's like, but see, I get what you're saying. I understand that part. Like, but like for me, like, so, you know, last summer we was going to that bar every Friday that we was going to. Literally every Friday. And it wasn't just because, like, niggas was, like, trying to be outside and be seen. We was going because, like, the drinks was cheap and the food was okay. The music was straight and it was out of the way. It was, like, a decent location. So
what you're describing is not the club, though. It's
right.
a difference
it's a
between.
Ball. Yeah. Like, if I met you at a bar, like a lounge, that's cool.
Different.
But, like, a club, you shaking your ass.
And
nah,
so, yeah, I know exactly what you're describing. It's like.
That's like you being in a relationship. I mean, I'm sorry.
No,
you
I know exactly
with a girl
you're
in a relationship, and she in a relationship, not with you. And you fuck with her, and then you start to be in a relationship with her.
Oh,
no,
that's no.
Dumbest shit ever.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Okay. Why not?
Because she's going to cheat on you. The same way you got it, the same way you're going to lose it.
Right, so you got in the club.
There it is.
Hello.
I'm just saying, I think y'all niggas too safe.
That's fine. Look,
what safe
got me.
This is a judgment-free zone, guys. And we just
I'm judging.
We just talking.
Nah, I'm judging.
We just talking. But now perspective. And kind of see how things go. You know, we pose these questions because I just want a healthy debate. And I just feel like all of y'all are too much alike. So
I can't fuck with the shit on OnlyFans, yo. I think
y'all need to open your minds up.
That's like, okay, well, would you if your chick had a porn on or video on Pornhub?
Porn and OnlyFans.
That's the same thing.
Wow. You are not getting penetrated. Wow. You're not getting first cousins. You know, I got a lot of first cousins, but I don't fuck with all of them.
First cousins, bro.
Right. That's the same thing.
I mean, they my family, but I don't really fuck
yo,
with all
right.
of them.
Yo, it's a new Pornhub. You just paying for it. Like,
right. That's the difference.
It's different between fucking Big Dick Mike fucking penetrating your girl versus fucking her just on OnlyFans just showing a nipple.
I don't think it is.
No,
a nip slip.
So you are with your I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You are with your boo boo
No, absolutely not.
Oh,
but,
so,
but,
right, so, right.
I'm just saying no right, I'm not right. saying it's so, it's different for everybody though. I'm
so
just
why
saying
you trying to tell us
I'm not judging.
Stop being so safe.
I'm not
you.
Judging. I'm just saying I get it. No, because y'all saying I don't like I'm against it. I don't mind.
I never once said I'm against it. I said my girl can't have one.
For my situation,
but
yeah,
some girls should have it. Sure,
and it depends on it depends on the chick though too. It depends on the chick too.
If we are in a relationship,
if Boo Boo making $20K a month on OnlyFans, then I'm like. Do you think, boo?
You a lie.
All right, now y'all go
like
out.
I'm not a jealous person,
no,
though.
Yeah, you.
I'm not a jealous type,
exactly
though.
Y'all go
going.
Out. You see, hey, Miss Big Booty Cheeks 301 on fucking whatever
OnlyFans.
Or OnlyFans. There she go right there. Look, go slap her ass.
Whoa, that's disrespectful.
That's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
You don't think that happened to
open
these porn
season.
Stars out there?
You keep talking about porn stars. I'm talking about
that's
OnlyFans.
That's what she is.
Basically.
I'm talking about OnlyFans.
You
want
to call her a soft
porn? They only have fans.
What's porn?
Porn is fucking like porn is you know a sexual thing on the internet.
So
it's exactly
OnlyFans.
It
yes,
OnlyFans
but it's different
is.
Between getting penetrated and then OnlyFans. Account.
Some pornos not no penetration is just some.
I'm not mad.
Nipples
I'm not mad at that.
And,
I'm not mad.
And
at
even
cool to you,
right?
Huh?
That's cool.
What I get, it. I'll marry a stripper. Oh, well, I used to. No, I'm not gonna say I would do it anymore.
See?
But before my life, I thought I would marry a stripper because I like strippers.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yo, niggas not wearing no strippers, dog.
All right, so I guess it's
cheap for the community.
So that's what you're saying?
You can't do it, yo. I'm grown, yo. I got bills, yo. I can't. Like,
so
the streets cover her.
You're right. Like, think about it like this, yo. I'm a teaching shit. Like, what if I go to the prom at my school and I bring her with me and niggas like,
God.
Oh, yo, my students be like, oh shit, because you know they all in technology more than us, so they be like, oh shit, yo. yo, Mr. Maris got, yo.
So-and-so, yeah, so.
She was on OnlyFans. Like, yo, she got, some, then they come up. That,
no,
yo.
They come up and be like, hey, do that thing you did with your ass cheeks on. Right,
exactly. Like, what, nigga? Like, how can I justify that? Or they dap me, hey, Mr. Maris, yo, I seen her. She busted wide open, yo. Like, that's what's up.
So it sounds like y'all mad. And since we're bad right now, I think we're going to get right into Average Jimmy section. And let's tell him why you mad.
I'll tell you why I'm mad.
How fitting.
Right. Yeah, first of all, he back, yo. So give him a shout out to Average Jimmy back, yo. Hey. He missed the last
week. Yeah.
No. I'll tell you why I'm mad. I'm mad that he just took us around this fucking bush and saying how we was playing safe. And this motherfucker said, oh, absolutely not. My
It happens. All I want to do is just get an understanding of how you guys feeling, what your perspective is. And, you know, I mean.
Okay. I'm also mad.
I want y'all to explore topics.
I'm also mad that this Boosie shit is being brought back up. Like, it's old. I think people are at times just get bored and say, what can we, or who can we fuck with now? Mm-hmm. What can we do to fuck somebody?
I agree.
Now? Like, it's been there. Now, if something comes about from this and he wound up getting legally in trouble for it, I think it'd be bullshit because it's been in the open. It's been about a topic was brought about from years ago for this. Why now? Like, motherfuckers bored. I'm also mad that I was out fishing for 6 hours a day and I ain't catch shit. I sunk all three of them motherfuckers. And he looking like,
hey, daddy, where you fish at? What you doing wrong?
Yeah, so.
Is that, you think that's beginner's luck or like he just schooled you?
Well, no, it's because the tides start changing and.
Sound like excuses.
I was telling him because he kept getting tangled up casting out. So yeah. I had him kind of practice casting, just tossing it and then dropping the just holding the line out, holding the rod out and just dropping it right in the water. And it was like 2-3 feet of water where we were. So a lot of the smaller fish come right there and feed. And he literally was just dropping his line and pulling them back out, catching motherfucking fish.
It's funny though, because that story brought just you guys fishing brought up my story of me fucking killing my car.
I was thinking about that today.
We was fishing and I left all the stuff in my trunk.
Everything.
In a 98 degrees heat summer.
Lord.
Oh,
I don't think my car ever smelled the same. I always had to Febreze my car before I got in that shit.
My goodness.
Y'all remember, you remember that shit?
I remember
shit
that. Bad, in the Corolla. Or the Camry. The Camry.
The Camry, yeah.
Wow.
The
burgundy joint.
Yeah. Anybody else mad?
I'm mad because it's hot outside and niggas can't really be outside.
What you trying to do? You trying to get them sundresses out?
Sundress season. Yes, it is.
You know what the new sundress to me, though? Them fucking bike shorts. Them girl bike shorts.
Man, listen.
Oh, yeah,
hey, you hit. Woo, Jesus Christ. Lord have mercy. Yes, ladies, but you can only wear that shit if you got a fat ass. You cannot wear them if you don't got
I
no
think
ass.
It makes anybody look like they got a little.
I don't think so.
I don't. Yeah, I seen a couple flat ones on IG. Like, if you ain't, right, if you ain't got a wagon, you can't wear them shorts. But them bike shorts, man, listen, you hear me. Woo! Jesus Christ.
Shout out to the bike shorts.
Yes.
All right. Let's get into more about Nathan's media moments.
All right. More about Nathan here with the media moments. You already know how we starting this thing off. Bump it or dump it. I mean, I think y'all know who I'm about to start with.
Oh yeah.
Y'all might know.
Yeah.
Chris Breezy?
No.
No, the legend, the future. Yeah.
Oh, I know. So, school me.
Yeah, the new album drop.
We'll figure out what songs we need to put on there. I just figured I'd put one onto the media moments portion for us, but we can figure that out at another time.
The GOAT himself, the legend.
Future?
Yeah. Southside on the track, yeah.
Yeah. Got the Rari outside, got the Maybach outside, no lie. No lie, got the Rory outside, got the Maybach outside, no lie, no lie. In a penthouse in my room, I can touch the sky, yeah, yeah. I just woke up with a dime, holding a nine, yeah, yeah. I just stuffed a back wall with a 3-5, yeah, yeah. Off the top rope, Andre the Giant, yeah, yeah. I just put a brand new phantom on my credit card, I just...
Alright,
always bump that.
Yo, you got, yeah, we got bumped. It's the legend himself.
Who is Future's producer?
DJ Esco. Yeah.
Yo, that man is, yo, he makes some shit. Like, yeah. He makes some fire, bro. Yeah.
Man. And it's funny because you rarely hear DJ Esco on anybody else's
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we bumping that.
Yeah, we gonna
absolutely
bump that.
Bumping that.
Future the God.
Without question.
The all legend.
Right. We got two more. The rim at the beat, I'm a rock with. I caught me a coupe and a hop in it. He claiming the game, but he not in it. The Birkin bag came with the fire in it. He told you a rap with a lie in it. He got some new jewels, he flexing his ice. He praying to God he don't die in it. Let me take him back to the back door on the north. Don't you remind me. No. I try to stay low, but I shine so bright. So it be hard not to find me. Shine. These rainbow diamonds up in that rolling. No, this not your regular timepiece. Come press your order, gon' cost you a quarter. And this a feeder stand beside me. God forbid if somebody try me, I'm turning this shit to a crime. Alright, what we doing? We bumping and we dumping.
Bumping that.
We gotta bump right. It. Yeah, we gotta bump it.
Okay,
yeah,
right. We got two bumps in a row. I'm doing all right. That was called Racks Too Skinny from Migos.
Okay, Migos
back out in these streets.
Yeah, because that summer is about to get hot.
Look, they stay to a strict schedule, and it's definitely worked for them. Last one.
The first hot day.
Yeah, the first hot day.
Here we out.
Got just
we
out
fire. Oh, I did think it was very convenient that Future's album dropped the very first, like, hot ass day that we had. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah. God damn. All right. So, high this fire. The last song.
He on that dial on shit.
Mm-hmm.
I spit hot fire.
Fantasizing about giving it to you. Give me a something. All I is something I wanna do to you. We got all night, girl. We can take it slow.
We doing for that? We bumping or we dumping?
Yo, I'm 3-for-3 right now.
Yeah,
man.
I'm fuck with that too. Yeah, I'm gonna bump that too.
Yeah, I'm gonna bump that. It was the Sea Breezy.
That was the song is called Temperature Rising from Tory Lanez.
Really?
Featuring Nope. That's Tory
Lanez. That's Tory Lanez.
Wow.
Right. He's coming up.
Is Quarantine Radio on? I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it in a minute either.
They must have a conversation.
Yeah, we might have to talk about that. Only album, you know, I'm bringing up this week is, of course, Future. Came out with High Off Life. Everybody listened to it already?
I didn't get it. I'm going to.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely would suggest it. That's what I've been, like, working out and stuff, too.
My favorite one so far is Trillionaires.
Yeah.
With him and NBA Youngboy.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I like that, too. It's a little sad, but, yeah, I do like that one as well.
I don't know. I cringe when I hear NBA Youngboy.
Nah. Listen to that.
Yeah, it is. It's worth a listen. And, honestly, it's, like, you know, Future, I think everybody has a track or two or three that one that they really mess with. Mm. It's definitely worth a listen. That's all I got, though. You know, keep it
that's
real short
up.
And
that's
sweet.
That's what's up. Anybody watching anything? Anything good?
It's old, but like I said, I watched Black and Blue, the police, African-American police lady who experienced some shit while on duty and seen some. I ain't gonna tell a movie, but it's a good movie, and I think it shows kind of what really goes on. In the real life.
In these streets?
Yeah.
In the Black and Blue?
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else? What did I always watch? I was watching that McMillionaire, which is pretty cool. Y'all seen that on HBO? It's a documentary about the fraud, the scam of the Monopoly McDonald's gang. And how they was picking people to win and all that stuff. Mm. Very interesting. It's on HBO. Check that shit out, too.
I might watch that tonight.
Yeah.
It's a show or...
It's a docuseries, so okay, it's like 6 episodes. It's pretty good. And then everybody been watching Last Dance, right?
Yeah, of course.
I'm a little behind.
You behind? How? What are we doing?
Yeah,
what are
been
we
watching,
doing?
Been watching a little bit of everything, honestly.
Jeez.
And been sleeping a lot.
Damn.
Yeah.
The last two episodes were pretty good though. Y'all check them out?
Yeah, I've seen the last two.
So what did y'all think about how intense Mike was?
I mean, yo, you got. I don't know, yo. Niggas is just soft to me, like
passionate, maybe.
Yeah,
you said passionate. Like, you think he passionate or?
Yeah.
I think he was doing too much.
A little bit, yeah.
I disagree.
Cause I'm gonna say why. Because like, I mean, I get it, yo. Like, some people are like that. Like, you gotta look at like he got type A personality. Like, he's the nigga that's going to be the nigga that's just gonna, do the most, yo. And you got to understand how the dynamic works. So if you not a, if you not in agreement with that, you can't fuck with him.
Correct. Right.
You
correct.
Know what I'm saying? You got to separate.
I think the biggest thing is that we got to understand that for him, I mean, you got to understand that for NBA players, it's not just basketball, it's a job.
Yeah.
And that job is to get a championship. You know what I mean? So it's not like like I don't go to work and make and want other people to feel good. I'm going to work to do my job.
Right.
You know what I mean? And but the thing too is that I think too Mike, people say Mike didn't, well, I don't know if people say this, but I think Mike did bring the best out of all his players that he had on that he had to push him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because people went on that team like, shit, that's Mike right next to me. I got to ball out. Like, I got to do my best. And because he's not going to accept anything else.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, I think he did what he's supposed to do. What y'all think about now, though? You think about him from, like, now, today's players versus Mike. Do you think they keep that same energy or do you think they just, they softer now?
I don't think we've had a very, I mean, you... I don't think we have had a dominant player. Like, yeah, they some of these people wouldn't make it in that time frame. But the game was different back then too.
Correct.
Than it is now. I mean, like you look at the Bulls and you look at the Pistons and like yo niggas was really getting fucked up. Like they would you drive to the hole, oh somebody's going to elbow you, fucking hit you in the ribs or something. It was like jail ball almost. But now the game is not like that. Like you can do a 1-2 step and the nigga touch you barely and it's a foul.
But this is the thing too is that you know this something that's very interesting to me is that because I mean people say man like I didn't know Mike was like that. Of course we did, right?
Right.
And you know because back then everybody loved Mike, want to be like Mike, right? And they didn't realize what was happening behind the scenes. So yeah. we say that you know people now are not like that, but we don't know.
Well,
we don't know.
That's true. But no, yes and no because. Nowadays, we have more access to people because of social media, shit like that. But back then, you know, niggas lived for the magazines and the newspapers and all that type of stuff. But then, you know, like a lot of people didn't know it. Like he has a real bad gambling problem. Like word on the street is his father got knocked off.
Well, I think that's again. I think we're doing a disservice by even doing because we don't even know if that's the real thing.
Well,
I think that's real messed up that they put that out there like in the public and
well, that's what I'm saying.
Speculation.
Like, we don't know.
That's
but
a horrible thing to have to live through.
Yeah, if your father get knocked off because of some shit that you didn't did. Like yeah, so I mean you know because again you in Chicago that's a mob town, and. And the way his gambling addiction is and what we see in it, like, yo, he would gamble on anything. And even people was talking about, like, well, if he was gambling on other shit, who's to say he didn't gamble on NBA games? Mm-hmm. Like, that was another thing that came out. Like, people like, yo, because I've seen across social media, like, well, do you think Mike was gambling on NBA games? I mean, shit. If that was the case, I mean, that nigga won his game. So, like, yo, nigga, like, yo, I put 50,000 on myself.
Well, that one game when they won, like, 80 games, then he probably was gambling. Yeah. That shit. He like, was, yo, we ain't losing tonight. Fuck right. That. I got 100,000 on this game.
Like, nigga, like, yo, I mean, anybody in the room going better on themselves. Like, I always tell people all the time, like, I'm always going better on me because I know what I'm capable of. So,
well, yeah, I got two things before on Last Dance before we move on. Number one. Forgot number one. Say no.
You might have.
But you know, just with now, like I said, going back into now, a lot of people say that they don't want to play with LeBron, right? Mm-hmm. Because he all about winning. How do we know LeBron not the same type of leader that Mike was? You know what I mean? And he doesn't seem like that because again, he's buddy work out with his friends like that. But Mike used to go to dinner with people right before the game.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? He used to do shit like that too.
And tell you what he's gonna do to you.
Right. Yeah. So
like,
that's
disrespectful shit.
And again, like I said, we don't know what's going on in those practices. Mm-hmm. We don't know what's going on, none of that stuff. So I think that, you know, a true leader and like I said, those goats like fucking LeBron, Kobe, Mike, you know, I think they all had that type of personality, and they all did those things for their team.
I think it's literally like something that a zone that they get in during the game.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason what made me really think of this is hearing all the stories. And a friend of mine's worked for the Ravens, and he said, "Man, them guys on game day are different." Mm-hmm. He's been working with them since the year they won the Super Bowl, the last Super Bowl we won. And he said he you know, they got regular relationship bonds as anyone else that you work for. But say on game day, they're different.
Yeah.
Like, they're different. And some people, which may think and consider them an asshole, what don't really understand. They're in their zone.
Yeah, because this is my job, yo. This, yeah. Like, this is how I feed my family. Like, exactly. A friend of mine. Like,
and it's a limited amount of time per week.
Exactly.
Actually showing out for, like, what you've been exactly. working
for. Like, a friend of mine, like, he's a referee and shit. And he was refereeing games, like, you know, high school games. Then he got put up to college. And he was actually, you know, refereeing Ravens games and shit. And he was like, yo, some of these niggas, like, you got to understand. If this is your job and this is how you feed your family, and literally, not only just your immediate family, but you feeding the niggas behind, like, their families, you feeding your parents, your aunts, uncles, everybody else, you're going to go to a whole different level because this is how you keep everybody afloat. Like, we talking about generations. We ain't just talking about, like, your immediate shit. Like how we go to work every day, their work is a whole different thing. You know what I mean? So, like, we talking about this is how they feed their family. So, of course, you're going to try to do the best you can and get as much because this shit don't last forever, especially being an athlete and all this stuff. It don't last forever. So, you know, I was watching this one comedian, the comedian Earthquake, and he was like, yo, at the end of the day, like, he got in trouble because he overpaid his child support. But he was like, but you got to understand something. With me, I only get paid when I work. So if something happens to me and I don't get to go to work, I can't pay my child support. So he was doubling up. He actually paid the child support like 2 years early. So his son was like 16, but because he was doubling up the payments, he got through his child support already. So they were just like, they couldn't understand. Then his baby mother came on, was like, oh, I'm going to be homeless, blah, blah, blah. But he's like, I paid my obligation. So... because that's what I do. Like, if I don't work, I don't eat.
Right.
So,
right.
You know what I mean? So, it's a whole different thing. When your family and shit are on the line, it's a different thing.
Right. And then my second thing is, did y'all see Michael Jordan's security? The guy that looked like the nigga off Martin? I knew that's what
you were talking about. That man is hilarious.
Yo, how is that? So like, how is that? Like, you think Martin got that, like, got that character from him?
I mean, they look exactly alike.
Right. Martin was...
You know what I'm talking about? White Bot, what's his name? It's a party! We're going
Bob from Marketing.
Yeah, Bob from Marketing.
Yeah, he was MJ Security.
Oh, no, I thought you were MJ. Saying...
And the Snuff Brothers. Security. The Snuff Brothers.
When he played... Orders.
No.
I'm talking about Bob from Marketing. Yeah, he looked just like Bob like from Marketing.
He almost act like him, too. Right. That shit is scary.
And that's the crazy thing, but yeah, good times, but new episode. These last two episodes, man, I'm not happy about that, but yeah, man, it was crazy. But oh man, I think people have been waiting for this, grown man.
Chronicles of the Overweight Lover.
Hold on, let me get this. Let me set you up real fast, man. But yeah, I've been hearing about this all week, so I hope you're ready.
Yeah,
shit, never mind. We got to go in, get into it. Go ahead, part two. What you got on the Chronicles of the Overweight Lover?
Yeah, man. Yo, this story has actually gotten me a lot of. Attention. No.
my bad.
A lot of attention. Yo, people, when they went live, people been DMing me and everything. Like, yo, is this a real, like, this can't be real. I'm like, yeah, this is real life. Like, so all the stories of the Chronicles of the Old Weight Lover is real life. Like, this shit really happened. So,
First, hold on. Let's get into this because I feel like we not drunk enough. Everybody, let's get a shot up, man.
Yeah, we got, yeah. But, yeah, literally, oh, shit, I'm all out. My cup is running empty. Oh, no.
Man, you went through a whole bottle.
Yeah, I drank the whole bottle, yeah.
Damn, yeah. Look, about to be a new Chronicle tonight.
Yeah, may have to make a story tonight.
God damn.
But yeah, literally.
Take
hold
up to the shout up.
Yeah, shout up one time. Yeah, but yes. All of the Chronicles of the Old Weight Lover, yes. All of these stories are true and real. This really happened.
I can attest this. I can attest to some of them. I don't know about some of them, though.
But I do, like, the only difference is I do kind of, I may not necessarily use real names, and I've changed some of the details just so people can't identify who it is. But, yes, these stories are.
Well, I like saying, like, she got a fat ass, but she really had big titties.
Like. Yeah, something like that. You know, it's a little deviation from the story, just so it's non-identifiable. But, yeah, so Crazy Kim, part two. Of the Crazy Kim story. So if you
hey,
listen.
Daddy, that crazy
And literally, that probably shouldn't have happened in real life. But yeah, so Crazy Kim, you know, last week on the pod, I went through the whole Crazy Kim situation where I had to ghost her in order to get away from her, and she popped up at the crib. So now, this is part two of the story where she, where we actually had an interaction, and yeah, we actually had a real life interaction. So one day, it was last.
Well, we gotta get into. So this is how long since the situation where she came to your house? And what have you, and what did you do in between that time?
So it was maybe about. So it was maybe about, I think it was about a week or two in between from the last time she showed up at my house to when I actually saw her again in real life and in person. And at that time, I had kind of started entertaining.
And you got to tell, too, though, like, what happened, like, with her living situation, too.
That's in the story.
I'm going to sit back. Let me get my popcorn.
Yeah, that's definitely in the story. So about 2 weeks go past. And at this point, like, I had kind of started entertaining another young lady at this point. And, yeah.
What was her name?
Yeah, that's definitely not going to be said.
Yo, that makes it even funnier, though.
No, it does not. Yo, niggas don't realize how many people really do be listening to the pod and shit. But anyway, so we get to...
I'm drunk.
So one day, I get off of work early. And by my house, there is a Subway. So I said, okay, I got off of work early. I was going home. And I said, like, you know what? I'm hungry, so I'm going to stop at the Subway, and I'm going to get something to eat. So normally when I go to the Subway, I get my food, and I leave out. And I go home, and I eat my food at home. But this particular day was a nice day outside. I just got home. I was like, yo, I'm going to sit at the Subway, and I'm going to eat my food inside the Subway. That was my critical mistake that I made. So I get my food. Like I said, the guy know me in there because I've been in there multiple times and I talked to them.
He's like, oh, the overweight level guy.
So I talked to him and shit.
The husky one.
Yeah, the husky one. So they know me and everything. So I'm talking to him. I get my food. I sit at the table. Now, for me, I don't like sitting with my back towards the door. I always got to sit facing the door so I can see what's coming and going.
So, Uncle Max.
As I'm sitting facing the door, I'm eating my sandwich. I got my chips. Like, you know, I'm kind of on my phone. I'm in between. I'm doing this and that. And I'm sitting there, and I'm eating my food, and I'm kind of still talking to the guy behind the register. And Crazy Kim comes walking across the parking lot. And she comes across the parking lot, and I see her, and I just freeze. Like, we hadn't had contact in a while. But, like, I see her, and, like, literally I got, like, the chip in my hand and my phone in the other hand, and I just, like, freeze and pause.
How was you feeling at that moment?
Like, I literally, like, I really felt like I had an out-of-body experience. Like, it was like my soul left me in that moment, and I was like, oh, shit. And I'm just hoping, I'm like, yo, please, God, just let her walk past and don't see me. Of course, she turns around, and she looks in the window, and I'm sitting at the Subway. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I just froze. And literally, like, I had, like, this concerned look just come over my face to the point the guy behind the counter is like, yo, are you okay? Like, what happened? And I was like, listen, if she comes in here and the shit go crazy, just call the police. Like, I tell him this. I say, yo, just call the police. And he's looking at me like, he's like, buddy, you okay, buddy? Like, and I'm like, yo, just call the police. Like, if she come in here and shit go to the left, just call the police. So he looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and I'm just like, yeah, you know, the shit just wild. So she comes up to the door. She opens the door. She walks in. And she's like, hey. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? She's like, I'm good. How are you doing? And I'm like, I'm great. So she's like, so, yeah, like, can we talk? And I'm like, no. So she's like, well, why can't we talk? And I'm like, well, I'm eating. She's like, well, I'll wait for you to eat. And I'm like, okay. And so she's like, well, can I sit down? I was like, no. And so she's just like standing there. So the dude behind the counter, he's just looking like, what the fuck? Like, this is mad awkward now in that position. So, I wrap up eating or whatever, And so she's like, well, can I have a hug? And I'm like, no, you cannot have a hug. Like, you cannot have a hug at all. So she's like, well, at least can you talk to me at least? I said, well, you have 3 minutes. 3 minutes of my time. We step outside and we start talking. So she's just like, you know, I just want to know, like, where did I go wrong? Like, what happened? Like, why did you just disappear on me? Like, I don't understand. And I'm just like, look, you know, we both know this shit wasn't going to work out. You know, it just wasn't working. It was crazy. Like, you know, all this crazy shit that was going on, and it ain't going to work. So we might as well just go ahead and separate. And she was like, well, what did I do wrong? I said, well, you forgot my birthday. Like, yo, like,
butt hurt by yeah, birthday,
man. Hey, look, I don't necessarily, like, I'm not a big person on celebrating my birthday, but, you know, one day a year out of the year, you supposed to at least, you know, you feel some kind of way, like, yo, that's your birthday. And especially if this is supposed to be a person that you are, you know, you dealing with and you talking to, like, yo, you want that person to recognize your birthday. Like, anybody gonna feel some kind of way about that? So so we kind of started talking. Now, here's where the story gets interesting. So in my mind, it clicks in my mind, like, well, why the fuck is she walking in this neighborhood? Because she has no reason to be walking in this neighborhood. Like, my neighborhood is not really a neighborhood that you can walk in. You got to drive to. So she says, oh, yeah, by the way, like, because you weren't really talking to me, I didn't get a chance to tell you, but I moved in. I said, moved in where? And she's like, yeah, like, I live, like, right over. So she's pointing to some townhouses that are in our community. So I'm like, wait, you live over there since when? Like, I'm thinking she still live kind of downtown where she live at. She's like, no, I lived over here for like a month. So I'm like, wait, time out. Time the fuck out. So you mean to tell me that you are less than 2 miles away from me and you've been living there for a month or so, but now I'm just finding out about this? Like, this is weird as shit.
Oh, hell no!
So, like, I'm literally sitting there like I'm blown. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, I'm speechless at this point. Like, you literally live less than 2 miles. You can walk to my house from where you live at. So then it started all making sense. That's why she was able to walk to my house and leave the note on the door. That's why she was able to pop up so quickly at my house from when I ghosted her and was able to get there so quickly, because she lived around the fucking corner. So that's why she was so easy, so accessible to me, because she lived around the fucking corner. So long story short, I agreed to kind of start talking to her again, but not on the level that we was at. And so I unblocked her from my phone, and I started texting her again. Now, this is where I went wrong, and I'll lead a story of that. So, of course, you know, she's trying to get me back, so she's trying to do whatever she can to get me back, and she offered up, you know, herself.
She had an OnlyFans account. It was only for grown men.
Yeah, she offered up herself. And in a moment of weakness, or a couple of moments of weakness, I went back. I went back and started, you know, obliging her in her wishes.
P.O.P.
So, yeah, it was kind of wild. But then officially I cut her off, and part three will be next week.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's bad, bro.
Yeah, you know, I'm not happy about it, but, you know, it is what it is.
All right, man. But that was actually a good story, man. Can you tell us where you are right now in that situation?
Wait, what?
Are you done?
I've not heard from her in a year.
That's huge. All right, good.
Yes,
good.
In a year.
All right, let's get our main topic, man. This came from a conversation that I had with one of my friends that I didn't realize how serious this topic actually is, how deeply it affects people. And just their own personal complexion and how they feel about it. And I actually didn't realize how deep it is. And I had to do some reflection on myself. And I was like, how do I feel about my complexion? And I actually thought, I was like, you know what? It is some, like, some subtle things that I be thinking about that's kind of, that kind of dictates what I do in my life, I guess, if that was, that's what I'm saying. So my first question, because our main topic tonight, we're going to talk about our complexion, colorism, and things like that. But my first question for you guys is I wanted you to tell me what you guys consider yourself is your complexion. So we're going to start with grown man. What do you consider yourself?
I'm brown skin.
Brown skin. Yes, brown sir. Skin. Okay. Average Jimmy, what do you consider yourself?
I'm light skin.
Light skin. Okay. More about Nathan?
Brown skin.
Brown skin. Okay. And this is Brother Man. I consider myself light skin. Now, if you guys have seen us, I want you to guys do your own judgment. I want you guys to kind of say what you guys consider us too, because it's a lot different than what we actually consider ourselves. Right. And it might not be, and it might be the same, but for certain people, they might perceive themselves as a certain color, but other people might not. Mm-hmm. One of the big things is that one of my friends that brought up this conversation is that she always considered her dark skin. Mm. And I was like, well, I think you're brown skin. Like, I mean, I always thought you was brown skin. I didn't think you was dark. I've seen some dark people. And I don't consider you that. No, I'm dark skin. And she got to the point where she was actually dating somebody. I don't know if I should say. Well, I guess so. I mean, nobody knows who that is. Mm-hmm. She was dating somebody, and they said that they was brown skin, but she considered him dark skin. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know what? I'm not going to talk to you no more because you got problems with your complexion. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why is that a big deal? Like, if he considered himself brown skin, like, why is that a big deal? She's like, no, because I know what happens when people don't, like, when people think that they're dark skin, they don't really like themselves because of their complexion. And shit, I was like, whoa. I said, whoa, for real? But now, doing some reflection, I get it. Yep. I understand it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say my piece, number one, like, me being a light-skinned man, right? Mm-hmm. I always want to get darker, right? Mm-hmm. I always want to get darker. I always say that my season is the summertime, mm-hmm. right? Because that's when I get my tan. And in the winter, when I get really light and some people start calling me pale and light bright and all that shit, I'm like, yo, I can't wait till the summertime so I can start getting a little darker. So I didn't even realize that was a little situation up here that I'm like, yo, I feel a certain type of way about my complexion. Hmm. And I was like, this is worth a conversation. So I'm going to kind of pose a question to you right now, is that what complexion do you think is in style right now?
I think it's my personal opinion.
This is going to be funny.
Really a complexion that's in style. It's
come on, niggas always say light skin niggas back, dark skin niggas back.
I ain't never say that.
When Chris Brown came out, bro, niggas was winning. Light skin niggas was winning.
I ain't never lost. So I ain't never been affected.
And that goes right into it, right? Why do you say you never lost? Do you think
it because I got the gift of gab? I don't think if I was brown skin or dark skin and had and the exact same person, I'd be the exact same.
I think that's a perfect thing because I think that's where that light skin privilege comes from.
Yes. I fully agree with that.
Yes.
I would have to say light skin is always in. I mean, look really? At TV. Look at TV. Well, literally, yeah. look at who we are shown in any of the show, any show, and you're going to see a lot more light-skinned black people than you see brown or dark-skinned black people.
Well, yeah, and that's even what I could agree to that. You know, because we are conditioned to believe that the European model of what we should look like is the thing. But then even like, and kind of go a little bit deeper, like when you look at like blonde hair, blue eyes, like those are recessive traits. Those are not like dominant traits. So having blonde hair is actually is a recessive trait. But that's the European standard of beauty that we typically try to follow. And so for us as black people, you know, we can't get blonde hair naturally. We don't have that ability because of our DNA and our structure and our makeup. So, but yeah, like light skinned niggas didn't really start popping again until Chris Brown came back out.
I don't think so.
I mean, you had Albie Shore in the late 80s and the 90s. So
I always think about like this particular topic as like most topics dealing with black people. It starts from slavery.
Yes.
Like you think about it. Like,
but even before slavery, but yeah.
I mean, no, but as far as like in America.
Well, how was it before slavery? It was all Africa before slavery.
So basically.
Like Egyptians and stuff?
Well, no, because
we keep it going what they try to do.
Yes.
Yeah, internally, exactly.
It's not just within like the black community. Mm-hmm. It's white communities. It's America as it stands. And honestly, like we went from like house niggas and field niggas to like, oh, this particular complexion. Like, you know, they used to hold up, what was it, the you know what I'm thinking of? Like literally, they used to hold up and try to determine. Yeah,
paper bag test.
And like try to determine. Well, what are you?
Mm. Well, even still, but and a lot of people don't know, but light skinned niggas was in the field too.
Not me.
You had to be
light skinned.
And even to make it to the house, like you had to be desirable to the master. Like it wasn't necessarily just light skinned, dark skinned, because it was light skinned niggas that was in the field too.
Yeah,
but. Traditionally, we accepted that because they were closer to being white, and oftentimes, like, because, you know, the slave master had sex with a black woman and it was white. Was
raping the black women.
Yeah, and all that different things. So,
call it how we see it.
Right, so, like, you know, and then a lighter-skinned baby came out, so they would...
I'd be the baby.
Right, so they would kind of consider to be different than some of the folks that was in the field, but there were light-skinned people working in the field. And a lot of people who don't know and don't understand, like, you know, we actually started selling ourselves into slavery in the beginning.
Well, I don't even want to get into that.
That is a deeper conversation we will have to have at some point.
I mean, I'm just going to put it out there.
I think a lot of what we deal with now starts from, like, specifically, like, slave times. Because, like, they were... Light-skinned people were given a lot more privileges, access to the home, access to better food, all of that type of stuff. And that has trickled down through our history where they were getting, like, different jobs. Especially, like, I keep coming back to, like, the media portion for, like, TV, music. Like, anything you could really think of, that is what was more desirable because a lot of, like, European people were much more comfortable seeing, okay, if it's a black person, but, you know... They got light skin. That's like, I know we're not on the hair topic, but a lot of times they would have straight hair, like, and that made people feel a lot more comfortable.
It's the European model, like the blonde hair, blue eyed, lighter skin. You know, even like to the point now, you know, where they assimilated our culture or our features, where, you know, we had women who were, you know, big breasts and big behinds. That was our thing. They were considered to be freak shows. But now you see a lot of women going to get body work done, and in particular the Kardashians. They went from looking slum or average shit to now they pretty much kind of look like black women because they went and got their features done who look like black women. So the whole thing about it is, you know, we kind of, well, as a society, I wouldn't necessarily say black people in general, but we kind of look at the lighter skinned people as the better people than typically we would as someone who was darker.
Right. And one thing too is that, like, again, like I said, I never really thought about colorism at all or complexion at all until I really started really reflecting on it. And like I said, I'm going to pose this question after I finish, but I was just thinking about a situation where just going out like in the summertime, right? Mm-hmm. And like I said, me, I'm going to go out. I'm going to have as less clothes on as possible because I want to get as dark as possible, right? I'm going to do that. But if for a dark-skinned person, they're covering up,
yeah,
right? Because they don't want to – exactly. I'm assuming because you don't want to get any darker.
I'm darking up shit.
Right. So my question is that how do you guys feel about your complexion right now? Like, how do you feel? Why do you do those things?
I mean, me personally, like, I'm cool how I look. Like, I'm darker in my face than anything because, you know, I got a beard. So even though I cut the beard, I still got the 5 o'clock shadow. Like, I'm darker around my eyes. Like, that's been topics of conversation. Like, motherfuckers be like, oh my God, you got black ass eyes. Like, you look like a fucking, what is that shit?
Raccoon.
Raccoon and shit. Like, you know, shit like that. But other than that, like, I mean, I'm cool with who I am. And I think that's part of growing up. That maybe when I was younger, I did kind of like feel some kind of way about having darkness around my eyes and, you know, why I wasn't that kind of way. But as you grow and kind of mature, you know, you are who you are, like, in my opinion. But a lot of people still struggle with that internally, like who they truly are. So that's where we get a lot of these issues for, because a lot of people struggle with that. Like, and it was funny, like how Average Jimmy said, like, you know, he liked him a dark skinned woman. He loved a chocolate woman.
No.
You said that.
I said, I love it. I that's all I go to.
No.
Like, not, nothing wrong with y'all.
Right. Like, I mean, but
they about
but
to come back, my man.
But your
they
fiance
like,
is darker than you.
She is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
and that's like, why I said it, because I ain't heard, but like, well, I ain't black as shit. Right. So who you talk about?
I mean, she's darker. She's darker than you are, but she's not like, I mean, she's not like midnight dark.
She's chocolate.
Yeah, but she's darker than you are, right?
She's brown skin.
Yeah, so like.
Which is cool, too. I like the brownies. I like my browns with fudge.
Oh, shit. All right, well, Average Jimmy, though, how do you feel about your complexion?
I'm cool with it. I just remember when I was a kid, and my father was locked up, and I was going to jail to see him. And this lady from that was locked up, she's like, look at that red nose ass little boy. Because it was cold out. So I get my nose get ready to get cool.
So how did you feel when that happened? Like, what did you feel when?
I was embarrassed.
You was embarrassed?
Yeah, because my nose was red.
So did you feel like you wanted to be darker, or did you feel like?
Nah, I just felt like I got dressed warmer next time so my nose would get red. I never.
But that red nose is still part of you, though.
But I never really looked at complexion. Because if you really think about it, like, I grew up in a house with a white mother. Mm-hmm. And then I have my father's side, who was black. I go to them, and I have my father's dark skin, and then I got brown skin aunts and brown skin cousins. And I never really, until I got old enough to see what's going on, I never really looked at it like, well, he darker than me, he blacker than me.
I'm going to challenge you on that. Because it's been several times that you always said that I'm mixed, but I'm still darker than you.
Older now. I said when I was younger, I never looked at that.
But you say that though. So that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about complexion now. Like, how do you feel about your complexion now? And is that something that you really think about? But so, like I said, like something that I never really think about, right? Yeah. But I do things that shows that I really do think about it. So to me, it sounds like you still kind of sometimes think about my complexion,
like,
and all those
like
different things.
When I take pictures, I try not to do shit that people like, oh, he on that light skin shit. Like,
that's good.
Like,
that's
like
good.
Squint your eyes and shit.
Or make the lips.
The duck lips.
Oh, I would never do that.
You've seen it.
That's some light skin shit, though. I mean, but people say that. And that's like saying some stereotypes about light skin people versus dark skin people that it affects us. And it dictates what we do.
Yeah, you're right. It affects me when you can't. Being light skinned is certain shit you can't do without someone saying, "Oh, it's
like taking
light skinned because you're more soft."
Yeah, that's
because you're light skinned.
We was gonna get there, and a lot of that again comes back to like who do we see in the media that are light skinned. We think about we've already named one person, Steph. We don't think about Steph as a tough guy, right?
Right.
Another person that comes immediately to mind, Drake. We definitely don't think of Drake as a tough guy, and
how much muscle he build up,
exactly. Like, and that really comes down to like how we are seeing each other within our communities, and how we're gonna approach people. Like, people really do think that they can act a certain way towards you just based on your complexion, not knowing anything about you. But they'd be like, "Well, I know light skinned people act a certain way, brown skinned people act a certain way." When really, there's no truth to that. It's just like people are just people.
Correct. And I think we're going to get right into my next point is that there's this privilege, and I'm going to go right to you on more about Nathan.
Where are we coming at with?
I just want to know, what do you consider that light skinned people have privilege?
I mean, you name it. Let's start down the list.
Let's go.
I mean, when it comes to like certain people's attraction towards you, like I've heard someone say, after they've been done wrong by a light-skinned person, that they're not dealing with no more light-skinned people.
And that's, I'm glad you
I've
brought
heard
that up.
But it's always after the fact. I've never heard somebody flat out say, I don't like light-skinned people. That's usually the preference.
But that's funny to you, because again, like I said, as a light-skinned person, I had a battle too of trying to find women. They were like, I don't mess with light-skinned cats.
Right. Because they already been done wrong.
Or they'll say they pretty boys.
Right.
Or they this or they that. And again, like I said, it caused me to do things that make me feel like I got to be tougher.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Or be fucking crazy. Like, like average Jimmy. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a lot of dynamics things that we got to do. So grown man just came back from taking a shit. So he's back now, and my
and
question
got a,
is
got a brewski
and I want to ask you this too. Do you think that light skinned people have privilege?
First of all, I was not taking a shit. That's number one.
A dookie.
Yeah, I had to relieve myself, and brother man made me go all the way to the third floor. Not the fifth floor, the third floor. But
from
yeah.
The fifth floor. How many fingers you put up? Right.
From the third floor and shit. So, but you said, do light-skinned people have privileges? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So
I agree, yes.
So more about Nathan kind of went through it and kind of talked about different things that even just with just women and attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of I counteracted that because I was just saying that it goes both ways because I feel like I had a battle too with just – having a situation that women won't mess with me because I am light skinned. Because,
yes.
You know, it's preconceived stereotypes of light skinned men.
I think it's stereotypes of all of us. Like, I mean, you know, some chicks that don't fuck with fat niggas because
they or short niggas.
Or short niggas. Like,
it sounds like y'all getting personal.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's
like
happened.
Experience.
Right. It's happened. Like, whereas though we probably would have been a good match, but because, you know, I'm a big nigga, they ain't wanna fuck with me.
Right.
So, I mean, it's happened. But I think really it comes down to the European model of what we think is beauty. Like, for the longest time, if you had any kind of like weight on you or anything like that, like, you would consider to be disgusting based on the model standard. Right. But then now it's like people like Lizzo and some of the other ones are being celebrated.
I don't know how we
still got
into a big nigga shit.
No, no, seriously, but think about it, though. The standard of beauty has evolved.
It literally is what is shown to us.
Right.
What is socially acceptable.
Because think about it.
At any given time.
Like the 90s and the early 2000s, you didn't really see a lot of heavy people in the media. Like the heavy set people in the media.
Or if you did, they was like the funny little sidekick.
Or they were the funny guy. Yeah. Or they were just a comedian, but you didn't see them in dominant roles. But now, you got, like I said, you got your Lizzo's, you got some of your other folks that are coming out. Like they did on Insecure, full-size nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you would have never saw that in the early 2000s, a nigga being in that type of position. But now, the standard of beauty has evolved. So, but I do think that light-skinned niggas do kind of get away with more shit than dark-skinned niggas can probably pull off.
Yeah, but I mean, so one thing too is that I think we talked about this a long time ago, more, but I think I asked you this before about the whole light-skinned privilege, because I think I found out about light-skinned privilege when I was trying to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I just recognized how white people react to me, you know, and how accepting, acceptable I am. Once I go in there and I smile and I, you know, I look at them like, I wonder how this would be if I was actually dark skin,
mm-hmm,
or brown skin, and how would that change? Because I feel like when a light skinned person comes to us, close to their pigment, so they like, I feel a little bit more comfortable,
yep,
with you.
Yeah.
No matter what type of person that I am, but just because I can come in there as a light-skinned male and then smile and say, hey, how you doing? I can kind of fit in a little bit better than a dark-skinned person.
I agree. I mean, shit, I've worked a job like that. Like, where I've been I was the only black person in, like, my entire division. And then I'm a heavy-set black nigga at that. Like, it was certain shit I just couldn't do. Like, I can't be late. I can't, like, you know, eat chicken and shit. Like, I gotta... You know, the way I talk to people, I have to be...
Well, why can't you?
Because it's all stereotypes, and that's what they believe of us anyway. And then not only that, but even, like, me talking to you now...
So, but why you have to not do it? Because it's something that they believe that's what we do.
Because,
so what if that's what we do?
But at the end of the day, you got to play the game because you're in that world. You in that world. So if I'm the only black person in my entire division, right? So, at least in my mind, I'm thinking this way. It may not necessarily been that way, but... In my mind.
But you kind of operate that way.
Yeah, that's,
you
what,
have
that's
to.
What I'm thinking.
You don't
so,
have
like,
to.
Well, I mean, it's society. Well, it's just the way you raise and different things.
Yeah.
You don't have
to,
but you kind of...
It makes
right.
things a lot easier.
So even, like, even with me talking to...
Y'all know at work, I purposely sometimes make motherfuckers feel uncomfortable. Just because... if when I first got in, how I used to feel around mm-hmm. certain people, because all the shit I heard about and how they carried themselves, and yeah. now I was like, fuck it. Fuck it. Why should I feel uncomfortable? Because mm-hmm. who I am, but they're comfortable being who they are.
But this, well, but be no, who you are. No, but this is the thing too, right? Because again, we get into that privilege, yeah. right?
Yes.
Because and again, you feel that way, and this is what I'm saying too, mm-hmm. right? Because you ever think of the most pro-black people are light-skinned? You ever see that? You got your Colin Kaepernicks. You have
What's your name on the Sean King?
Sean King. Even think about Barack Obama.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's a perfect example.
And I know you don't. You might not agree with me right now, but I really want you to deeply reflect on it because again, the way you feel that you can do that thing because you feel like you can.
Everybody can.
No. But this is what I'm saying. And this is what I'm saying. Because
Barack was dark skinned.
As grown men, if he would have did that at the same time you would have did it, then he would have been.
I'm the angry black man.
I get that. I got that.
But no. But look though. It's so like. And especially working with white women. So I'm already, like I said, I'm a heavy set nigga. The way I talk to y'all is not the way I can talk to them. Because this is normal conversation for us. But if I talk to them in a loud tone or a tone that may can be considered as aggressive, then I lost it completely. They're like, oh my God, like they're going to shut down and be scared. But so I have to be like real soft when I talk and don't.
No, you don't.
Well, and this is what I'm saying.
And you are helping them to believe that you basically making it worse for yourself by believing you have to do that and keep doing that and giving them that until so, one day when you decide to be yourself, it's too late. They thinking you're snapping when actually this is who you are.
Right. My younger professional career, that's what it was. But now I'm like, at the end of the day, like I know how to navigate the situation better. But this was like, I was 23. I was fresh out of college. Like, this is my first job. And then I worked at the school that I went to. And even that dynamic, having to make the shift of being a student to a professional, we're colleagues now versus you seeing me as a student. But to get back to the whole thing, it really depends on, like, I do believe that people who are lighter skinned get certain privileges that I may not necessarily be entitled to. And is it wrong? I think so. But
is it going anywhere?
I don't think so. No, I don't. I do think that sometimes lighter people can get away with more shit than I could. I mean, even if you look at dating profiles, right? If we were to pull up Tinder right now and go through Tinder, you could swipe right or swipe left, right? Right if you like them, left if you don't. If you swipe through that shit now, depending upon your preference or what you've been socially conditioned to believe, you're most likely going to swipe right on a lighter skinned person.
I beg to differ with that.
I'm because socially, that's what we be conditioned to believe.
Yep.
No.
If you think, okay.
So we thinking about, like, a lot of the responses are just from this room, but we think about overall.
Yeah, the overall dynamic. If you went to,
because I don't think you've never given off the perception that that's how you live your life. But right. I think overall in society, that's mm-hmm. how it is.
And then your perspective is different because you are mixed race and you have, you know, your mom is white and your dad is black. So for you, you may not have seen race like that because you've been a part of both sides of it.
I have experienced racism on both sides.
I do believe you. I wholeheartedly believe you. But your experience with race may be different.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Than probably ours would be because you are a mixed person.
And you have to get into the professions. In certain professions, especially when, like, you...
The fire department is one of the most racist. Yeah. Police department are one of the most racist professions out here.
That's true. That is true.
But when you think about, like... going into the workplace, especially for, you know, grown men and brown men, working with not only kids, but mm-hmm. other professionals that are teachers, mm-hmm. So on and so forth, it's a certain, kind of environment that they're used mm-hmm. to. And they don't want that shaken up.
Like, they look at me more as a disciplinarian than an instructor, as a teacher.
Same with my job. My captain is black. And if a white dude is riding with us, a lot of times people will go to him thinking he's the supervisor. Because he's the only white
one. Mm. And, it's something that you might not even...
Or somebody detailed in that don't really know. Hey, you the lieutenant?
But two is that...
I asked him that. What made you ask, was he the lieutenant? Why you ask him that? We all in t-shirts. Why you ask him about all people? Made him feel real uncomfortable. But I wanted to know.
But I would challenge you to is just I want you to, for the next year, just think about how people approach you versus mm-hmm. is it Captain Dark Skin or Light Skin?
Brown skin.
I would just challenge you to see just observe
they say I
how
got
those
an unapproachable vibe at work. No one approaches me.
Okay.
On calls or nothing. Like they say I'm standoffish and I act like I don't want to be bothered with. And I guess my face breaks down sometimes. I don't know.
But it's,
I don't
it's,
like
it's,
people.
But it's definitely a difference of how people even approach or just see you. And those different things. But it, like I have noticed it like and it's something again, I grew up completely blind. Completely blind. And it took probably the last 3 years for me to really recognize what was actually going on and really realizing how my skin tone just kind of dictates how my life is going too. Mm-hmm. Like I said, grown man, I think probably have to work a lot harder than I had to do to kind of get the same type of situation. And just because, again, like I said, he's a darker skin, he has a beard, he has different things like that. He's a bigger man than I am. And when I come in there and all I gotta do is just probably just, you know, say a couple of things, I think it's a completely different situation. Same thing with more about Nathan. But, you know, I think it's just something that definitely impacts somebody. But how do you guys feel when somebody tell you that you're a different complexion than what you actually are, or that you feel?
That's a great question.
I feel as though like maybe something wrong with their eyes or maybe mm-hmm. their perception of it is different than mine. But I don't personally feel like I don't feel a certain type way about it personally, like mad or upset about it. I go, mm-hmm. okay. Like I have people all the time, oh, you're not light skin. I said, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and that's actually a great question. Because, you know, how we see ourselves and how other people see ourselves can be two totally different things, yep. right? I mean, like, I consider myself to be brown skin, but some people say, oh, you dark skin. I'm like, why? Like, how? Like, nigga, I flip my arm over, like, do you see this shit? Like, but some people, it depends on perception, really. Do I get upset with that? Not really. At this point, I mean, shit, we all grown, y'all.
I think any person that do get upset with that, they have a problem with their complexion.
Or internally, they fighting some shit. Like, at this point, like, I'm just like, yo, I am who I am at this point. Like, yes, can some shit get better? Yes. Can I do different things? Absolutely. But at this point, I am who I am. And like, ain't shit I can change about that. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is.
You're not gonna bleach yourself or nothing like that,
no,
right?
I ain't no Michael Jackson, no shit like that, but,
That's a very good point, though. Like, you think about it, there are lightening creams, mm-hmm. there's bleaching, there's all of this type of stuff.
Makeup.
And it's to make you lighter.
And it's right. tanning to make you darker.
And it's tanning to make you darker, but there aren't, like, whole creams out here. There's not a whole... You can go into the beauty supply...
Cream.
You can go into the beauty supply store right now, and there's a whole section that's lightening cream.
And they got tanning cream, which makes
it's
you darker.
It's not as large.
It's not even close to the same size, though.
So,
make you darker.
Well, to kind of go over what Average Jimmy's saying, like, I think it's kind of weird to say this, but...
No,
it's
I know
like,
exactly where you're going with
it's
this.
It's like white people want to be darker, or some... How about I say some white people want to be darker, and then some of us want to be lighter.
Right.
Which is weird. Like,
I've really...
But that's, again, with socially conditioned.
I just think that it's not a white, black, or light, dark thing. I just think it's an unhappy with self thing for whatever reason.
But then we got to get deeper why.
So, I'll speak on what I think it is.
Individual reasoning of why.
Well, I got one, right? Because, again, like I said, I grew up with a light-skinned mother, a light-skinned sister, a light-skinned in me, right? Now, my younger brother's a little bit darker than we are, right? Now, he probably caught a lot of shit his whole time growing up. He was like, yo, damn, yo, you a little duck, bro. You a little duck. Like, why mm-hmm. you so duck? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, again, we're not thinking how that's impacting him upstairs.
Right.
Right? We're not thinking about those things. And he's growing up all this time, right, with lighter siblings, lighter parents, and sitting there maybe feeling like he's a little bit isolated.
He don't fit in.
Yeah. Then we are, right? Again, same thing with you, Average Jimmy, right? You grew up with mixed families, right? Mm-hmm. So when you go into the white part of your family, right, mm-hmm. it may be a fact that some people might see you like, damn, look, like, why are you so dark? Or why are you this way? Or blah, blah, blah. And that, and I don't know. I'm not saying this, but I'm just trying to use it as a point, though, is just saying that that could cause you to feel a certain type of way about your complexion, right? Same thing with people that have dark skin. You're dark skin, right? But your father's light skin or your mother's light skin, right? Mm-hmm. And again, like saying, like Malcolm X, right? His mom was very light and his dad was very dark, right? But his mother was so on to him saying, you need to be like, we need to be pro-black. We need to, because I never felt like I was, mm-hmm. I was accepted into the black community enough. So you got to make sure that you understand why I'm this way and different things like that. So it's different too, and that's, and I think that goes into me too, because again, I'm very light skinned, but if you look at my walls and all that shit, I'm so pro black, and I don't even know if that's just an extension of me just feeling like maybe I don't feel black enough, so I gotta make sure that I portray that I'm super black just because people understand that I'm an African American, mm-hmm. and I love, you know, I'm want to support my people, right? And I can't help that I'm light skinned. So those different things, even like I said, I just thought about that just now, and that's something that could be true. Yeah. What do you consider yourself, average, Jimmy?
As far as what?
As black or white? Do you mix?
I mix, but legally on my birth certificate, say African American.
Yeah, he black
because but, they go off.
So
because
of your father's.
So the dominant gene.
Mm-hmm. Which so, would be your father. But how do you? How do you?
My father, yes, but not father. Period. Yeah, if it was a white dad and a black mother, it wouldn't say Caucasian on the.
No, but no.
Because
when I think of you, I think of you as black.
Right.
Like, and it's nothing that could tell me anything different.
Same here. Until we started doing this podcast, I didn't know otherwise.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you think about,
I mean, none of y'all never like. But if you would have asked me like, "What's your race?" I'd be like, "Mix." You know what I mean? I don't know anyone that knows I'm mixed either knows my family or somewhere down the line asks me about my history or some shit. You know what I mean? Because anyone, I don't really get asked a lot, what's your race? Unless like when I had hair, they know it's my texture hair. It's what's you mixed with something?
That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm. But then let's think about Tiger Woods though, right? Tiger Woods never would accept that he's all black.
Yeah, he didn't want to be black at all.
Yeah, I got a coworker like
or
that.
Or OJ.
OJ, yeah.
I didn't think about that.
OJ said that. No, OJ said,
go ahead.
I'm not black. I'm OJ.
I'm OJ.
He literally said that.
Oh, that's what
they can say. He literally said that.
That's not a made up quote. He really said that.
Yeah, it was a shit, what had happened? It was something racial that had happened.
And they were asking his opinion about it.
And he's at the height, like, this is the height of OJ, like, not the...
And
not,
people don't realize OJ was nice as shit.
Yeah, like this is not, like, Nicole Brown, I killed my family type of shit. This is at the height of his NFL.
Right, I understand. I know, he hung out with a lot of white people.
Yeah, and he hung out with white people. That's who he was with. And he literally was like, yo, I'm not black. It was, I forgot what happened. Was it before Rodney King or some shit like that? I forgot what happened. But he was like, yo, I'm not black, I'm OJ. He literally said this in an interview. So then that's when the black community really stopped fucking with him. It was like, oh, for real, nigga? That's how you feel? So then when the whole shit came out about the whole trial and all of that, everybody was kind of like, all right, well, some black people really believe he did this shit. And some people was like, all right, we're going to fuck with him because he's black. But then, oh, wait a minute. He said he wasn't black.
Right.
So we're not going to fuck with him. So it was just like, yeah, yo, like some people, it depends on your upbringing, I think. Like we were talking about off air before we even got on, when me and More About Nathan was in that class we took in college, marriage and family relationships we took in college. Like we said, it was another black guy in there, but we ain't fuck with him because he identified more with the white people than he did with us. And he sat with them. Like we had our own little segregation side in the classroom. We sat together, but he sat with them. So we was like, all right, well, we ain't gonna fuck with him just because he sat with them. He identified more with them.
I feel like this topic is gonna go on and on and on, but we gotta wrap this up. But I think we need. It might have to be around two one of these days to kind of really get into this race and complexion and how it impacts us as a society. I think we had some good conversation. I think we got a lot out there. And I want our listeners to kind of message us too and kind of let us know what you guys think about that too. It's definitely going to be different for every single body. And I hope that people really try to explore that topic and really be mindful of what you guys do moving forward. Because again, like I said, complexion does affect people, and it took me to realize in a conversation with a friend that that I didn't even know that had feelings about what she doing, and I used to joke about her complexion, and maybe that I shouldn't do those things. So just really be mindful about those things and really, really think about it. But we're going to wrap this up and kind of end this show, and we'll kind of see you guys next week. But let's, before we go, again, like I said, thank you guys for listening. If you want to support us, we have a link in our bio. I mean, not in the bio, in the description of this podcast. So definitely, if you want to support us, definitely do those different things. We got merch coming out soon, all that good stuff. Grown Man, you want to talk about the Instagram?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we are on Instagram. We are developing social media platforms as a whole. So we have some things coming out on Facebook soon. Also, we're going to have some things coming out on Twitter soon. So please make sure you follow us. Right now, we are on Instagram at drunk_words_sober_thoughts_. So please follow us on that. You got a lot of great content that we produce and we publish on there as well. So check us out. Let us know what you think. We always are taking feedback from our listeners, and we want to make sure that we are reaching the people.
Yes. And then playlist.
Yes. Go on Apple Music, search Drunk Words, scroll all the way to the bottom. You'll see our logo. Click on the playlist, download the playlist, pick the songs you like, whatever you got to do. We was 3 for 3 today for Bump It and Dump It. So all those songs going to get added. Enjoy the playlist.
Yes. And also, like I said, support us. We need it.
Yes.
We need it.
And we got merch coming soon, too.
Yes. If you want to give $1 a month for a young child and then grown man to feed him, he needs it. He needs it. And so definitely try to support us if you can. Anything that you can give is grateful, because we love giving you guys content, but, you know, niggas got to pay bills, too. Other than that, anybody got anything else? All right. Yeah, we about to go smoke some cigars. So everybody say peace.